In 1998, China endured heavy rains and devastating floods that killed thousands of people and evoked memories of the 1931 floods that had killed millions. And even as the 1998 waters were still receding, the Chinese government announced it would outlaw the clear-cutting of forests and restore lakes and wetlands, since trees and swamps can help soak up rainwater and reduce the risk of flooding. China also began its Grain for Green program, paying farmers to prevent erosion and reforest hillside terraces. Professor Andres Viña of Michigan State University has been following China's afforestation program by studying 10 years of satellite images. He's co-author of a paper on the subject in Science Advances. He joins us now. Welcome to Living on Earth, Professor Viña.
Thank you for having me.
So what was the basic premise of your study? What did you set out to answer?
Well, after the floods of 1998 in China, the Chinese government decided to implement a series of forest conservation policies in order to not just protect the forest that they had, but also increase the amount of forests, particularly in the mountain regions, in order to try to prevent the floods of 1998 to happen again. So they implemented particularly two national programs. One was the Grain to Green program, which is basically to reconvert agricultural fields in steep slopes into forests. And then there is the Natural Forest Conservation Program, which is in essence a logging ban to prevent deforestation and also to increase the area of forests. At regional scales in the Sichuan province, the program seems to be working in the sense that there is forest regeneration, forest recovery. And so we wanted to see if that was the case at national scale. And we also wanted to see if the program was in fact related with this regeneration.
So how much recovery did you see?
What we found was that, in fact, the areas of forests have regrowth over the last 10, 15 years, and that the program was, in fact, related with this regrowth. But I can tell you that it's about 1.6% of China has exhibited a net gain in forest cover. A big chunk of the gains were in central China, and that amounted to about 61,000 square miles. But there was also some places where there were losses, particularly in the northeastern part of China, in Heilongjiang province. A big chunk of those were because of fires, but that amounted to about 14,400 square miles of loss for a net gain of about 46,000 square miles.
You said that some of these gains in the reforestation came from the conversion of steep hillside cropland into forest. How were peasants encouraged to give up that little plot of land, even when it's on a steep hillside?
You have to remember that this is China, so the land is not owned by the farmers. But there is an actual compensation. The Grain to Green program originally started by giving the farmers seeds, but then it turned into an economic payment in which they actually get compensation for the land that is being planted into trees. And in the case of the Natural Forest Conservation Program, the places that we evaluated pay local people to go and monitor that there is no illegal harvesting of the trees. In essence, these two programs are payment for ecosystem services programs.
Talk to me about the factors in addition to the Natural Forest Conservation Program that allowed the forest to grow.
There has been a lot of economic development in China for the last 25 years. The Chinese government claimed that 40 million people came out of poverty within the last 25, 30 years. So there has been certain big economic development in the country at the same time that these programs were implemented. Basically, there is a lot of migration rural to urban migration, and there is a reduction in the pressure of forests. And at the same time, there is an increased interest in the environment to spend more money in protecting the environment, etc. There is more political will because there is more affluent people.
What about the economics of the people who did this conversion? To what extent did people lose jobs, gain jobs?
There were many state-owned companies doing the logging of the trees and start operating because of the implementation of this program. So naturally, a lot of people were left unemployed, and many of those were absorbed by the urban centers.
What message to the rest of the world does this program's success offer? I'm just thinking of the recent international climate agreements. How can this help the global climate? How can this encourage other folks to follow China's path?
The Natural Forest Conservation Program is one of the biggest environmental programs in the world in terms of the amount of money involved. It's about 93 billion yuan. In terms of applying a massive program as this for the developing world, it's, I would say, very expensive. One has to come up with the money.
Some say that China's success with forest regrowth may come with the cost of deforestation elsewhere. Tell us more about that.
China has become one of the leading timber importers in the world. What we believe is that this program is leading to deforestation elsewhere. Where that elsewhere is, well, it's Southeast Asia, like places like Vietnam, Indonesia, as well as Africa, Northern Eurasia, and Russia are the ones that are now supply all the gap that is being left by this program enactment. So in a sense, what the program did is exported deforestation. And we basically also speculate that it's not just a climate issue, but also a biodiversity issue, because many of the places that are being deforested right now are also places of high biodiversity. We're replacing high biodiversity places in other places for relatively poor biodiversity forest areas in China.
So going backwards in the quest to protect biodiversity, you're saying?
Basically, that's what we think the trend is.
So how does one connect the dots here if forest conservation in China means more deforestation elsewhere on the planet? How can scientists and countries communicate so that there's a net gain?
I would say the only way is that we as consumers reduce our consumption habits and reduce our consumption rates. Basically, encourage China to participate in things like sustainable timber production certification. A lot of that timber that is imported is used to produce furniture, for example, that then is again exported to countries like the US and countries in Europe, etc. So indirectly, we are contributing to this export of deforestation. World is globalized. What we do in one place will have repercussions beyond that particular place.
In other words, at the end of the day, the world is just one giant ecosystem.
Exactly.
How do you feel about your research? Encouraged by what you see? Not so encouraged?
I mean, thinking of China as a vacuum, it's a win for China. But how much in reality, in terms of climate change mitigation, this program is accruing, it's still a question mark. We believe that China is exporting deforestation. So overall, there is a net loss, but we don't know how much it is.
Andres Vigna is an assistant professor at Michigan State University, attached to the Center for Systems Integration and Sustainability. Thanks so much for taking the time with us today.
Thank you for having me today.